ABC Radio Australia.
Rongo saka na we kangu. Bossa na e mai o dumbu ni salu salu wa vama lolo mesa mai tahu mesa taito e nikiri na walu.
And that's the beautiful sounds of New Zealand's Fresh Movement Collective, who will bring their vibrant dance theatre work Maui to the Sydney Opera House for an Australian premiere tour this August. It's a showcase of theatre, spoken word, live music, hip-hop, haka and even capoeira, coupled with stunning animation to tell the mythical story of Maui. And joining me live this morning to share a little bit about this piece is Artistic Director of Fresh Movement Collective, Hadley Boesi. With that, I say morena, Hadley.
Oh, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am doing well. This is really good to catch up with you this morning because, again, I know I've seen this piece before, but to know that you have had such a – this is what I want to start off. You've had an impressive creative career, Hadley, that spanned more than 20 years. Can you just at least tell us, for our listeners, how did you even land in this space or even this role in the show of Maui?
Yeah, I think when I'm looking over my career, I did the whole hip hop dance crew thing. I did the competition thing. Sorry. And I think as that kind of journey came to an end, I wanted to tell stories. And I knew that hip hop dance and movement in general was a great vehicle to tell stories. And so we started putting on theater shows, and then Maui came about. We wanted to do a show that was about our people, about our culture, and put our people out on the stage.
Yeah. Well, again, for our listeners who may not even know the story of Maui, do you mind maybe just giving us a bit of a brief and amazing synopsis of Maui?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? We here in Aotearoa, we grow up hearing all the tales about Maui, how he pulled down the sun, how he fished up New Zealand. And I think that as I started to go into a bit of research, I found that Maui isn't solely a Maori superhero, you know, demigod, but he has footprints all throughout Polynesia, Micronesia, throughout the entire Pacific. And so we started to study different stories from different islands, different interpretations, and we thought, man, we should create a collection of stories, a collection of pieces that tells the tale of this Pacific hero. So we've got different stories that are being told throughout the show, where it's all led by beautiful animation, and it's coloured in by epic dancing.
And that's it. The fact that you're using, you know, the art form of dance and music, can you maybe just share that inspiration about putting the whole thing together?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a choreographer, so my discipline is dance. So I wanted that to be the main driver of the show. But also we're like, man, there's so many stories that from Maui that dance necessarily just can't tell the breadth of it. So, you know, we got involved with an animator. We got involved with a couple of musos, and we started to put the show together. From there, it grew from a small show to a medium-sized show to a massive show, and now we're able to bring it over to Australia. We are so thrilled about this tour.
Yeah, I think what's exciting is that, you know, the diaspora, even there in New Zealand and then over here in Aotearoa, how can this showpiece relate to our Australian audiences?
Well, that's the feedback that we've gotten here in Aotearoa, is that a lot of young people, especially who have grown up in the diaspora, seeing other young people. We've got a cast of 30 young people. So them seeing that cast on the stage, all diving into their culture, inspires them to dive into their own. And so we've had so much feedback from past seasons about people who have gone and straight away signed up to language courses, straight away gone home and talked to their grandparents about their lineage, straight away gone back and really dive deep into their culture. And so I'm really hoping that us coming to Australia can inspire a whole new community of Pacific young people growing up in the diaspora to do the same.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in to Pacific Beat, I'm speaking with Artistic Director of Fresh Movement Collective and the showpiece Maui, soon to be played out at the Sydney Opera House. Okay, so Hadley, what can people expect to actually see, like, content-wise? What do you want them to also take away from the show?
Yeah, so I put it together like it's an extravaganza of Pacific performing arts, because we've got some amazing live music, we've got some amazing spoken word, we've got be'e or chants, we've got dancing, and that dancing can range from hip hop to contemporary to kapahaka, to Pacific movement. Honestly, everything that we could fit in the show, we've put it in the show.
and just even maybe share the journey then of your 30, you know, the cast of 30, them yeah. having to maybe even discover their lineage, their culture, their language.
Yeah. So, yep, all of our cast are, the majority of our cast are 18 to 20 years old. And so they've been with the show for about 5 years. And so we've been able to dive into different cultures. We've been able to bring in different creatives and different cultural experts to guide us on this journey as well. And so it's been awesome seeing them grow in confidence in their own culture. And these are full Samoans or full Cook Islanders, you know, like they've got everything, but they just haven't been connected to the source. And so this show has been able to connect them to their culture. It's been able to grow their DNA and grow their confidence levels in embracing the culture. That's one thing that we find with a lot of our Pacific young people is the confidence levels are quite low, and being able to admit that, man, I need some help connecting to my culture, that's kind of been one of the biggest battles that we've faced. And it's been beautiful to see over the five-year journey of this piece, of this show, them growing way more confident, them growing way more, just into their own bodies and into their own DNA.
I love that. And look, Hadley, we do have to wrap up, but I know, just to quickly tell our audiences, where can they see the showcase again?
Yeah, so we're coming to the Sydney Opera House at the end of August. We're also going to be at the Home of the Arts in the Gold Coast as well. And hopefully we could put a season here in Aotearoa while we're at it. But all the tickets, you can buy the Sydney Opera House tickets from the Sydney Opera House website. You could also follow us on Instagram at Freshman's Dance Crew. And all of the links will be in our bio as well.
I love that. Hadley, look, I know that this piece probably needs to go right across the Pacific. That's what I'm hoping for you guys.
I'm hoping the same thing, my friend.
I appreciate it. Whaftaitele, lava, Hadley, for talking with you this morning.
Nice to catch up.